she was a delight to behold, a lovely woman, so independent, so full of life, a little lady who never seemed to have to lift her head and yet knew everything going on around her, could tell you news you hadn't heard yourself, and I'd often think myself very observant, and yet I missed so much of what this woman could see and could tell me about when we would meet at Mass on Sundays or whatever the occasion would be.
And Father, you knew her very well, so you've lost a friend, a fellow member of the community.
Indeed, I was only one of many people who knew this lady very well. She was a delight, as I say. She might have been diminutive in stature, but she has left a long shadow behind her. And, you know, one of the tragedies in this, and it was just, coming as a human being at this, never mind as a person of faith, knowing how faithful this woman was and what a delight she was, I really do feel heartbroken, not only by her death, but by the manner of her death. And I have to say I'm set back by it. And I'm only one of a huge number of people who will. And I suppose for me, the main tragedy is that the headlines in our news and on radio and in the print media will reflect how she died, and yet the bigger story is how this woman lived and the great gift that she was to her family and to those who knew her so well.
And her family, some from Derry, some from Inishowen.
Yes, her sister, her younger sister at a sprightly 92, lives in Derry, and she has lots of nieces and nephews around Buncrana here. But she was just a great member of this community, faithful Catholic, at Mass every Sunday. She was in on Sunday to pay for and pick up her Messenger magazine for the next year, and aware of everything and up to date, and never left anything to chance. You know, she just was a marvel.